Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Our guest tonight's newest CD mixes elements of gospel, contemporary Christian music, country, and even bluegrass. Michael Austin Harris grew up listening to, as he says on his website, great music, and he's on the phone with us tonight to talk about his CD, Glorious Kingdom. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Louder, the first track from Michael Austin Harris's CD, Glorious Kingdom.
Your hope it sings. Your grace is greater than all our sin. Throughout our days of your love we'll sing. Louder, louder. Your love is louder than anything. Louder, louder.
And now to our interview with Michael Austin Harris. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, Robert.
Hey, now, on your website, it says you grew up listening to great music. Who were some of the people that you listened to as you were growing up?
A real dichotomy. My heritage is Jamaican. My dad was from Jamaica, but he was, praise God, he was a lover of all types of music. So we listened to... cats on the regular, like Jim Reeves, Nat King Cole. We listen to guys like a little bit of George Beverly Shea. So it was really all over. Mahalia Jackson was my dad's favorite. Mm-hmm. So I got a lot of different things. Ernie Tennessee Ford. So I was all over the map just growing up, and it was a blessing just to listen to a whole different types and kinds of Christian music and secular music.
So that sounds like a lot of vocalists, a lot of people that were known for being singers.
For sure.
And as well as, in some cases, they were musicians as well.
Right.
But a lot of the singers. Looking at that, when did you decide to start making music yourself? How did you sort of get into going from listening to doing?
Awesome question. I was listening to, I remember it was Kirk Franklin's actually first record, The Reason Why We Sing. I had gotten a tape of that record. A friend of mine had sent a tape of that to me from California. And I was listening to that, and one of my favorite albums ever. But as I was listening to that, you know, back in the 90s sometime, mm-hmm. I was just really moved by how the lyrics moved me, how the music moved me. And I was like, God, you know what? I just want to be able to I always loved music. But to be able to write songs like that, that was one of the first times that I started to, you know, ask for the gift and to say, mm-hmm. you know what, I would love to be able to do something like that, because I was impacted so much by that record.
So had you been playing anything before that point in time? Had you started, you know, with piano or guitar or anything like that? Or?
I think a lot of us started with piano and stopped. So I was one of those guys. I started with piano when I was younger and didn't like it and stopped. But then in church, I was always involved in terms of in our church choir. I was involved in that in terms of singing and then directing as well. And so I was definitely involved in vocally, at least in terms of always using my voice to do something, whether it be in church, sometimes in school choirs and stuff.
Well, as you were going through that, I mean, you talked about some of the things you listened to when you were younger, and Kirk Franklin, that. Who were some of the people, musicians, that started influencing you as you were moving into that element of not just singing, but also now starting to write and do things like that? Who are some of your influences?
Definitely. So Kirk was, for sure, and then I remember another kind of pivotal moment was getting a Chris Rice record in the later 90s, and I was just like, wow, that just blew my mind. Mm-hmm. Just his writing style and just what I was seeing while I was listening to his music was so powerful to me. And so he was definitely an influence. Of course, he had like guys like Michael W. Smith, but Chris Rice, Sarah Groves really started to impart through their CDs just this real want and desire to write lyrics that would put things in color for people, mm-hmm. as they listen to music and listen to my music.
And how did you get into being going from being in the choir to actually leading worship and getting into being a worship leader as well?
I cut my teeth in that down in Alabama when I went to school. I went to school actually for music, and while I was there, that was my first time actually leading worship for our college. And it was, it was really a time of cutting teeth. I was kind of dragged into it. Wasn't something I ever saw myself necessarily doing, but, you know, God had definitely planted seeds along the way. And when I look back, even before that time, he planted seeds where, you know, I'd be leading devotions, say for the different groups I was leading out in or anything like that. We'd always have a time of worship. And so I guess it was worship leading before worship leading was really in vogue, you could say. Mm-hmm. And so but definitely in my time in school is where I began to cut my teeth, and I was introduced to actually leading worship for a congregation, and it's been a journey ever since.
Yeah. Is there anybody that's influenced you as a worship leader?
For sure. Another pivotal moment came just listening. A friend of mine came in with a Matt Redman DVD one Friday night at school in Alabama, and he said, "This is going to change your life." And I said, "Yeah, right." And it was the his Matt Redman's Face Down DVD, and we put it on, and 2 hours later, I was like, "Yo." this it really impacted me in terms of like worship wise and to see the power of just the presence of God, mm-hmm. and just being a conduit, being a vessel to lead people into the presence of God. So Matt Redman, when I was introduced to him and a lot of his music and the different commentaries that were on that DVD, it just opened everything for me in terms of worship leading wise, and I was just like, yeah, I definitely felt God's call for that.
Yeah, and so where are you leading worship now?
Right now, I am pastoring in Guelph and leading worship. A worship pastor as well, so kind of bring a dual hat in our fellowship. I love it, and also we're called to different places and churches, conferences to lead worship. So it varies. So sometimes we get a call to go on the road. And a couple of weeks ago, for example, we were at the Christian Music Festival, and so we just led worship there, and it was great.
Well, looking out of time, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Michael Austin Harris. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
are my rock and fortress. You are my strength and shield. You are my light in darkness. Yahweh.
Welcome back to Arts Connection, and you've been listening to Yahweh featuring Ali Matthews from Michael Austin Harris's newest CD, Glorious Kingdom. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Michael. What led you to the point of putting this CD together now at this particular point in time?
Awesome. So I was working with a producer who's become a friend, Brad Dugas, and we were working on a track called Freedom. That was in my heart. I had recorded it actually at another studio, and I took it to Brad's, and he kind of blew it open, and so we were doing that, and as we were in the studio, just different ideas and songs kept coming. We really hit a spot in terms of a zone, writing-wise, together, and so songs just really started to be opened up there. And during that time, after we had finished Freedom, and I was like, Brad, let's just keep on going and see what happens. And so after a couple of years, this is what came out. So there was definitely a season though where I was, I think, on my heart as well, just spiritually, and some of the things I was going through spiritually. I was really learning a lot about just the kingdom of God. And so I think I was, as I was learning about that, kind of my own rebirth process, a lot of these songs were being birthed.
Cool. Now, you talk about, you know, your songwriting process and kind of walk us through that. Like, are you the type of person who, you know, lyrics come to you first, or the music comes first, or it just depends on the different song? Like how does songwriting happen for you?
It definitely depends on the song. Usually for me, lyrics and melody kind of come at the same time. I'm really big into melody, and into, especially for this record, we wanted to write songs that were really singable so that people could really just catch on to them. But melody's always been big. So usually when I'm writing, I've been blessed to have like lyric and melody kind of come together at the same time. A couple of these songs on the record, Brad already had like music, and then I was hearing stuff on top of that. We were hearing lyrics, you know, lyrics came on top of that and melody came on top of that. But usually for me, it's a combination of like a lyrical and a melodical line coming and moving.
Yeah, and I see, you know, you work with a couple of people here. You've got Faith Grace and Rescue Junction, Ali Matthews, who I just did an interview with her a couple of weeks ago for her new CD, which is a different, little bit of a different direction for her.
For sure.
How did you just sort of decide, you know, how you were going to, who you were going to bring in, and how you were going to get people involved in this as well?
It's a great question. We were really intentional about really stretching the boundaries in terms of trying to bring a real fusion of different styles of artists to be on this record. So Ali is someone I've been blessed to work with. She really almost mentored me in terms of songwriting and some different things, and she's just been a blessing. So it was great. I always wanted to do a song with her, and I was so happy when she was like, yeah, I'll do that with you. When Yahweh is one of my favorite tracks on the record. So I definitely wanted to reach out to her. And Faith Grace, I had the pleasure of meeting her. She's become a great friend as well, at Brad's studio, and of course she won the Shining Star. And so we were kind of in the same circle at the same time, and I was like, yo, let's try and do something together. And Rescue Junction, another, I had not met them, but I was like, I really wanted to bring a fusion on this record, so it's really a kingdom sound. Mm-hmm. And drawing from different influences from different parts of the kingdom, parts of the body.
And you mentioned that, and I mean the songs, there's all sorts of different styles.
Yes.
In there, like Freedom is this great, huge, anthemic, anthemic song, and Louder is just a straight out, go ahead, rocking thing that opens out, you know. So where did you sort of draw, your musical influences from here? Because you're all over the map.
Like, yes.
You got bluegrass, you got country,
yeah.
You got, contemporary Christian music, you got worship, you got everything in there.
Yeah. I think I drew it from, once again, going back to growing up, in terms of, I guess, my dad was really imparting that to me, though he did not know, in terms of everything that was listening. But when it came to this record, I think I was in a spot where, the body of Christ is so beautiful. And musically, I think there's so much that we bring to the table in different genres and stuff. And I was just like, you know what? Let's kind of just make a fusion of this. And it might be kind of crazy for some people, mm-hmm. but I was just like, you know what? That's the beauty. That's the glory of the kingdom. Is that we are very diverse, and in that diversity, there's such a beauty. So if I could just reflect a bit of that on this project, and that's mm-hmm. what really I was trying to do. I was like, you know what, we could do something. So there's going to be a black gospel influence on there, and some choir stuff and everything. Then there's going to be a rock influence on there with some lead guitars and stuff like that Brad really nailed. And I loved it, because I was just like, you know what, this is, I really wanted a sound of the kingdom, kind of like an Israel Houghton, mm-hmm. but even more diverse.
Right.
Yeah.
Talking about the music aspect of it, like, was that all Brad in terms of the instrumentation, or
yeah,
were
myself
you in there? How did? Because I'm one of these guys who reads credits.
Yes, sir.
And I'm looking at this and going, who are the musicians?
So myself and Brad really locked ourselves away and really stretched ourselves out. And Brad did a lot of, all the guitar work. I mean, it was just awesome to work with him, and awesome to see him take what was in my head and kind of really put it out on paper. Mm-hmm. But he did a lot of the guitar work and the production, and we were just kind of working together production-wise, in terms of to nail down, the sound for each song, in terms mm-hmm. of, what would be best for each song. So it was really like producing a partnership in producing the record. But he really nailed a lot of the guitar work and the tracking, and it was great. He did an awesome job.
Yeah, and I've seen some of the stuff Brad's done and listened to some of the artists he's worked with, and
yes.
and he's one of the key producers in this area.
Yes,
and having a good producer really makes a big difference
for sure
with the CD
for sure
and that with the sound
for sure.
Looking at all of that, what were some of the challenges that you faced as you were recording? You mentioned it took a couple of years.
It took a few years.
It took a few years. And what were some of the challenges in terms of finally coming, having it come together?
Well, the major challenge is always money.
Okay. I knew that, but I had to ask. But yeah.
But you know what? I don't want to say hesitant, but we were, because it's so diverse, this record is so diverse, I think there were times when we were like, man, like, are people going to get it? Are we just out kind of on a limb? So we were kind of not second guessing, but, kind of second guessing our the creative mm-hmm. kind of licensing that we took on this to really kind of paint a broad picture. And so there were times that that was kind of challenged, but we decided to, for the most part, to really go out there, to go out there and try and do an album that's a throwback in terms of like an actual, it's an actual album, like it's an experience from top to bottom. And I believe if someone just took the time, even though these days it's hard to listen to a project from front to back, we know that. But if someone took the time to do that, then I think that they would go through like an experience, and we wanted to create that.
And you can see that. I mean, it's almost like being in a worship time where you start out with that wonderful praise.
Yes.
And it flows into that more meditative worship element, and then ended with freedom. You're back into that.
Yes.
Anthemic component. So yeah, and that's not a lot of people are doing that anymore. You know, picking a specific theme to work with and flow it through it. So, what I want to do is I want to take one more quick break, and then when we come back, we'll finish off our conversation with singer-songwriter Michael Austin Harris. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I see it rising like the dawn. I can see its embers glowing on the distant horizon. I feel it swelling in my chest. I hear a million voices singing, and they're leading me to rest. They're crying, freedom, oh, freedom. Can't you hear them crying? Freedom, oh, freedom. Till the day the kingdom all cry freedom. I hear the beating of its drum. There's an army that is coming, and it's being led by love. I see the darkness turn to light. And the blind receive their sight, they're crying, freedom. Cry freedom. Can you hear them? Yes, over Africa. Yes, over Asia. Yes, South America. Everybody's crying freedom.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Freedom from the Glorious Kingdom CD by Michael Austin Harris. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Michael. You talked about sort of, as you were going through this, kind of, you know, wondering how people were going to receive it because it's so diverse and there's so many different styles. What's been the reaction to the CD so far?
The reaction has been varied in terms of, I think a lot of people are surprised at the sound, in terms of, wow, like, this is coming from you. And that's surprising. Some people might expect more of a Kirk Franklin or something like mm-hmm. that. But this was my heart for the record. And so, but also it's been really great. Like, I've been getting some really great just testimonials of people who've been listening to it and really just been blessed by the experience, blessed by the diversity. And blessed a lot of confidence, you know, just on the lyrics and what the lyrics are saying. And so it's been great just to hear feedback and to just get affirmation that, you know what, we weren't necessarily crazy, but sometimes you mm-hmm. follow the voice of God and the Holy Spirit, and he leads you into places that you might not have otherwise gone by yourself. So it's been great just to get affirmation that, we were on the right track. Mm-hmm. I was on the right track for this.
And as you were going through this and as you were developing it and putting it together, what were you really hoping people were going to come away with as they were listening to the CD?
You know, I really wanted people to come away with, one, just really a clear presentation of the gospel, which I think is so much needed. It is good news still in 2016. So I really wanted people to come away with that. Also just a appreciation for the diversity of the mm-hmm. of the body of Christ. And so I really, it's my heart to have, you know, to take people different places and to, just allow them to travel and to experience the, different colors of the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And it's a glorious kingdom.
Yeah. So what's next?
What's next is we're going to be doing a few tour dates, for the rest of the year, especially this summer. So we're hitting a few different festivals and some churches. And, you know, of course, if people want to contact me, they can always get to the website, michaelaustinharris.com. And I'd love to come to your church, doesn't matter, big or small, and just share some time. And we're excited about what's going to be happening the rest of the year with this project. So I'm really just looking forward to what God is about to do.
Great. Michael, thanks very much for your time tonight.
No problem. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Michael Austin Harris. And if you missed a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.